The next principle is incredibly powerful and incredibly subtle. This has come from the great hypnotist Milton Erickson, who uses with great success in his therapy. It's called the seeding of ideas. What do we mean by seeding an idea? Well, in the same way that a gardener would take a seed and plant it in the ground, and then water it and nurture it and allow it to grow by itself, so an idea can be planted inside someone's mind, which you come back to time and time again, slowly nurturing it and growing it until it becomes a fully fledged suggestion. This is particularly useful at such times when the actual suggestion itself, the fully fledged suggestion, would be too far outside someone's comfort zone or reality or way of currently thinking that they would reject it automatically as a self-protection mechanism. I'll give you a therapeutic example of this from Milton Erickson's own case history. A lady came to him who had difficulty entering a sexual relationship with a partner. She had been brought up in a very religious household where her mother had kept making remarks about how dirty sex is and how bad it is. Now, unfortunately, she lost her mother while she was still a very young girl, so it was very difficult to redress the balance there. Now, Erickson did something very interesting. In the first induction, the first sort of trance experience, amongst other things, one of the things he said just shortly before waking her up, almost in passing, was to say something along the lines of, "I wonder what other things your mother would have taught you had just been around." And that was it. A few sessions later, again in the middle of a therapeutic trance, he made a comment along the lines of, "Isn't it a shame that your mother never finished your education?" Of course, already the wheels are beginning to turn. Something is happening. Somehow, the idea has been implanted that whatever her mother was saying was an unfinished piece of work. These suggestions were built on over time, to the point where he could make a suggestion along the lines of, well, the kind of things that are appropriate for a 10-year-old girl to know are not the same thing that a 25-year-old woman needs to live by, because you're a different person. And therefore you can live by different rules. And slowly but surely he teased from this tiny little seed, "I wonder what else your mother would have taught you." He created a situation in which the woman could address her sexuality and be okay with having sex with a partner. After all, her mother did, otherwise she would never have been born herself. So how do we turn this into a practical application outside of a therapeutic context? Well, let's say, for example, that you want your boss to give you a raise. Now, going into the office saying, "I demand a raise, I'm worth it," may work in some cases, may not work in others. But to implant the idea in his mind and then carefully nurture the seed over a period of time will create the kind of ground, the kind of conditions, which will be more likely to accept your request when you actually make it. So how might you do it? Well, one example might be going in and casually mentioning in a normal conversation how another person in another company in a similar sort of position just got an interesting pay raise, but instantly distract attention, and we'll come back to this principle in a later section. You don't want him analyzing it, you just want the seed to be placed inside there to begin to grow in the back of his mind. A few days later, again in casual passing, you may compliment the company or the director on how insightful it was for him to create his position in the first place, because it became more important over time. Bit by bit, you build your argument for a raise in this very casual manner without really drawing too much attention to it, because you don't want him to reject out of hand. You just want all these pieces to float in the back of his mind. At a certain point in time, the dots begin to get joined up. And typically, when you then go and ask for the raise, all the positions are in place to make it the most likely thing for him to say yes.